Roll call shows 65 voting aye, 26 voting no. The bill has passed.
House Bill 1315 is a school financials bill that is supposed to help financially struggling schools across the state before their debt balloons to the levels of Gary and Muncie schools. But because it also imposes new restrictions on Gary Community School Corporation and a new takeover plan for Muncie Community Schools, some lawmakers balked at passing the bill in its current form.
I hope that you don't one day find yourself up here pleading for your school system.
It's a punitive bill when it comes to these two school corporations.
You vote for this bill, you're voting for what I want to call a random selective state takeover on whatever terms happen to suit us on that day.
That was Democratic Representatives Sue Arrington of Muncie, Greg Porter of Indianapolis, and Ed Delaney, also of Indianapolis. On the House floor, Arrington said Muncie's problems were made worse by policies passed by the General Assembly, including property tax caps, school funding formula changes, and laws that let students change school districts by choice, taking per-student state education funding with them.
I believe that we've been starving our public schools. Our policies here are in some ways just turning our public schools into predators. Our school system is having financial difficulties. Where can we get other students that will help raise our bottom line?
Bill author Republican Representative Tim Brown of Crawfordsville, who also authored the amendment allowing for Ball State's involvement in Muncie schools, argued against that point.
We have the pattern for adults spending outside of their means and recklessly, meaning that models for children fraudulent behavior.
The bill now goes to the Senate side of the General Assembly for consideration. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.